So it is Friday and we're looking forward towards a weekend of sport. I'm really looking forward to the Proteas playing cricket today. I asked you a bit earlier in the show, will you be watching that? And many of you seem to be suggesting that you will, regardless of what's been happening off the field. Tolokelo Mganga, EWN sports journalist, you have to watch it, don't you?
We've got to watch it. I think after a year of chaos, now the important stuff actually starts for a lot of the fans, where we actually get to see these players do what they like. I like the fact that Kagiso Rabada spoke about the fact that all the journalists keep on asking him, playing in a bio bubble away from the fans and all of that. And he was like, essentially, guys, we live a good life. We're in a luxury prison where they're in a fantastic hotel. They get to meet with the England team. They get to go to a stadium, play a little bit of cricket for a few hours, then go back to that same hotel. And he was speaking about the fact that now is the time for them to actually bring joy to a lot of the fans that are going through so much. And of course, with the chaos of CSA, for them to actually get their focus on the pitch matters. But I also think it'll be a very difficult game for the Proteas. Never mind the fact that we haven't played since March. This team actually haven't played a warm-up game in that time. We had the 3TC when cricket was eventually allowed to continue. But even that was 2 months ago now. They haven't had a chance to actually train together as a team. They've had to be divided into different squads because they had the two positive coronavirus tests. And on top of that, they had the two other players that had to self-isolate because they were close contacts. So it'll be interesting to see what a Proteas side that are not necessarily match fit or unprepared, how they'll do against an England side who've had a summer of cricket. They've played three different series in their home country and now coming back to South Africa, having played earlier in the year. So they would necessarily be favourites for this, but the Proteas have so much to prove with the series.
What time does that start?
It starts at 6 p.m.
Sure, okay. And I actually saw Kagiso Rabada saying that they are as competitive as ever before in the IPL, regardless of the crowd. So that's definitely one to watch. The other big sports story is the CAF Champions League tonight. Pitso is now in the final.
Absolutely. Normally when a Zamalek El Ahly final goes ahead, South Africans only have one eye on it. This time around, we have all the eyes on it. Pitso Mosimane, of course, aiming to win a second continental title, having led Mamelodi Sundowns to the promised land, I think in 2016. Al Ahly aiming for their ninth continental crown. This is essentially why Al Ahly were willing to pay the big bucks for Pitso Mosimane. This is their tournament. They love the Champions League. They love reassuring their rivals that they are the kings of this tournament. So for Pitso Mosimane and Al Ahly to continue to remind the continent that they are the best teams, they have the best coach, they would want to win it, a once-off final, a chance for Pitso to continue to make history because he's already won everything there is to win within South African football. If he can do it on the continent once again, the sky's the limit for him.
Sure. Speaking of football, we are going to speak to the Argentinian ambassador to South Africa shortly about Diego Maradona. Mm-hmm. But you've been speaking to people about their memories of Maradona in 2010 when he came as the coach of the Argentinian team. And what a character, eh?
He is listening to Isaac van der Merwe, who was his translator when Argentina were based at the High Performance Center in Pretoria. And he's just speaking about how, even though he was a legend, not just to the players, to the fans, he was also just a normal guy, because he explained to me when I chatted to him yesterday where he was going, after every training session, Maradona would ask like the kitchen staff, the cleaning staff to all come together and have a little practice match with him. Because for him, it was always about the people. Because even as you go on social media, so many normal people, everyday people, actually got a chance to mingle with Maradona in the month that, well, less than a month, that Argentina were here for that World Cup. And I think that's the beauty of him, because even though he was based so far away in Argentina for most of his life, you feel the impact of a football legend like him, where Napoli and a whole Italian city are saying our child has passed away, as if he was born there. But I think football itself, the fans, even though a lot of us didn't get to watch him, his impact has continued to develop over the years, whether it's in the new players that we support now that have grown up to idolize him and talk about him all the time, or it's the character that is Maradona. We all know about the drugs, unfortunately, the obesity, but there was so much with him that even when his career ended, his legendary status never stopped.
Tolokelo Mganga, thank you so much for your time today. So looking forward towards the weekend of sports and also remembering Diego Maradona.